This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. My husband and I, by personal choice, have made some lifestyle changes and no longer consume alcoholic beverages. Many of our friends are people we have regularly shared wine and other cocktails with at dinner parties and intimate gatherings. So it has always been expected that we would all be drinking, and we most often would bring wine to enjoy together with an additional bottle for a hostess gift. Should we advise friends ahead of time of our lifestyle change before accepting a dinner invitation or just wing it? We also don't want to make a big deal about it and would like to avoid questions about the health reasons behind the change, but at the same time, show proper etiquette.
You don't have to tell anybody your reasons for why you do this. And when they pester you with questions, you can just keep saying, we just aren't drinking right now, or we've just decided to take a break. We've decided to not do this right now. But I can't wait to enjoy this chicken that I'm smelling in this kitchen. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's the in the moment when people have probably had their own glass and are a bit curious at this new change in your life. But I would say, you asked, should we communicate this ahead of time? I think it's a good idea. So when your friend calls you up and says, let's get together Friday night, you said, I would love to, but I just want to let you know, hubby and I have decided that we are going to not drink. And so we will be happy to attend, but just as a heads up, we won't be drinking. I mean, that's pretty much it. So don't count us on the wine bottle list, or don't count us for the bar makeup, you know, whatever it is you decide to do. That is appropriate communicating to your host about what they do or don't need to do for you. It's polite, it's thoughtful, all of those things.
In the spirit of, I have a food allergy, I won't
exactly
be able to eat or drink X, Y, or Z. Not because you owe them an explanation, or even that you're assuming that people wouldn't know how to behave around
right.
you if you weren't drinking. Because the idea is that people are getting together to enjoy each other's company. That
you got it.
You don't have to be drinking to enjoy that company.
Exactly. Different thought. You've asked about the hostess gift. And I would say this is up to you whether you choose to give alcohol as a hostess gift anymore or not. Still totally appropriate if you'd like to. Also, you could start bringing something that isn't alcohol if that's just the way that you feel. But I think either way, still bring that hostess gift is a good idea if that's the way your friends operate, even though you entertain with them very regularly. It's fine, even if you don't drink, to bring alcohol for someone who does.
Absolutely. If you're comfortable with that as a gift, it is oftentimes still really appreciated by your host or other guests. Sweets are another shareable vice. A puzzle or game that everyone can play together.
Options abound.
Options do abound as far as that hostess gift goes. I have one more question for you, sample script master Lizzie Post.
Please.
I appreciate that you don't owe your host an explanation for why you're not drinking.
Right.
In the spirit of anticipating other people noticing a change in your behavior or a change in relationships, if you used to participate in parties where
right.
drinking was a thing more often, if you wanted to offer some explanation but didn't want to dive too deep, is there some middle ground territory that you might find?
So if you say, hey, cuz, I notice you're not drinking any, you know, that's when I would be actually offering a little bit more. I would be saying, you know, for personal reasons, just decided to stop drinking. Or I needed a change and we decided this was the right one to make. Or those are things that have potential to indicate that you had a problem with alcohol when you didn't. And I do think you want to be a little bit careful about how you say them. I might say something like, oh, still love wine. It's just we really wanted to try something different. That's another way to go. So whether it's I now walk every morning, or I've stopped drinking wine when I go out to dinner parties, it doesn't matter. It's talking about I just needed a little change, a little something different. I personally think it's not a bad thing to let your friends know, hey, you know, for health reasons, we decided to. We didn't realize how much alcohol was taking a toll on our bodies. But again, you can approach it all very lightly of just, oh, decided to make some changes for myself and sticking to them for right now.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.